It's so nice to see everyone in service this morning.
今天早上看到大家很高兴。
When I was in Taiwan, my former students kept telling me, Dr. Wingham, you need to get an iPhone. You need to get a smartphone.
那我在台湾的时候，我以前的学生就一直跟我说，你现在都得需要一个智能手机了。
I kept telling them I don't think so because I think the phone is smarter than I am.
我一直跟他们说我不需要这个智能手机已经太智能了，比我还聪明。
But when I came back, I did go to the store and buy my wife a new iPhone and myself a new iPhone.
但是我回来以后还真的去店里给我太太和我自己都买了一个苹果手机。
And what I suspected came true. I did find out that the phone is a lot smarter than I am.
我猜的一点也没错，这个智能手机真的是比我聪明。
But I'm learning a few things about this technology, even in my old age.
那像我这个年纪，我还是可以学一些这个科技上的新东西。
And it was so nice yesterday when we stopped at Sam's and I had the app for Sam's and.When everybody else was lining up in those long lines to check out, we just walked around the mall and smiled and walked on out the store.
那我那个时候昨天去买东西，然后别人在那儿排队的时候，我就用我的手机上面直接就付费了，然后我就很得意。
Made me feel a little younger.
然后我觉得自己真的还挺年轻的。
Put a little spring in my step.
然后脚步都觉得轻快起来。
So now this morning I want to...Do something for the first time. This is the first time I have prepared a PowerPoint.
那我今天也要做一件新的事情，是我以前从来没做过的，就是用这个投影来讲道。
So bear with me just a little bit because I see already one big mistake I've made. I've tried to put too much, on one slide.
那我希望大家能够那个忍受我，因为我发现我已经犯了一个错误，就是一页上写了太多的东西。
However, if you can see the slide there, I want to speak this morning about five keys to increasing our faith.
那我如果你能够看见的话，你就可以看到我今天早上要讲的题目就是怎么有五点一重要的地方可以帮助我们增强我们的信心。
And so, in English, Luke chapter 17, verses 5 and 6, they say, And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith.And the Lord said, If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this mulberry tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you.
在路加福音第十七章五到六节写到使徒对主说求主加增我们的信心。主说你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种就是对这棵桑树说你要拔起根来栽在海里他也必听从你们。
The part that caught my attention the most was when the disciples asked Jesus, increase our faith.
那我让我注意到的是就是说使徒也会跟主说加增他们的信心。
One of the professors that I had in Bible college many years ago used to say that every morning when I read the Bible, I pray that God will help me to apply what I read to my life.
那我以前在圣经学院的时候，我的老师曾经提到过，说他每天早上起来祷告的时候，他都读经的时候，他都会跟神祷告说，求神帮助他能够应用到就是今天他所读的东西。
And so that's the desire of my heart this morning that God will help me to apply.These words increase our faith, increase my faith to my life.
所以这也是我今天早上的祷告，就是希望神能够帮助我们，能够让我们读了这些话，听到这些话的时候，能够应用出来，加增我们自己的信心。
You see, Jesus, in the context of this scripture is the verses just before this, Jesus is telling his disciples that offenses are going to come. There are going to be people that stand in your way and cause it hard for you to walk with Jesus.
那这段圣经的上下文是之前耶稣跟门徒说他们将会遇到困难，会有人阻挠他们，让他们那个阻止他们传道。
And so sometimes as we walk this road with Jesus, the road gets rough sometimes.
所以当我们跟随主耶稣同行的时候，我们所走的这条路并不是一帆风顺的。
But Jesus said offenses are going to come.
因为耶稣也跟他们说会有人抵挡你们。
And he told his disciples, if, your brother offends you, then go to him and talk with him, and if he asks you for forgiveness, forgive him.
那耶稣也跟他们讲说，如果你的弟兄得罪你的话，你就要去找他，然后跟他说明，如果他愿意请求你的原谅，就原谅他。
And if he sins against you 7 times in one day, then forgive him 7 times.
如果他一天之内得罪了你七次，你就要七次的饶恕他。
Oh, but you say this morning, and I say along with the disciples, but Lord, that is hard.
那门徒这么说，我也是这么想的，这很难啊。
That's difficult.
并不容易。
I can forgive somebody one time, but I get a little weary if it happens over and over again.
我原谅别人一次可能可以，但是如果他一而再、再而三的冒犯我，我也会觉得受不了的。
Oh, but then when Jesus made that statement to the disciples, then the disciples realized, Lord, increase our faith.
所以当耶稣这么要求门徒的时候，门徒就发现自己不够，所以才跟主说，求你加增我们的信心。
But you see, Jesus' immediate answer when the disciples asked that question, it's there in verse 6, Jesus' answer to them.
那所以当他们提出这个问题的时候，主耶稣的回答就在第六节。
Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed,
耶稣说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种。
You might say to this large mulberry tree,Be thou plucked up by the root and planted in the sea, and it shall obey you.
那就是对这棵桑树说，你要拔起根来，栽在海里，他也必听从你们。
Oh, I'm so glad Jesus told the disciples that.
我很高兴耶稣这样跟门徒说。
Because I recognize that in my life and in my walk with Jesus that I do have faith.
那我因为我回头看自己的生命，我跟与耶稣同行的时候，我是有信心的。
And I had faith to believe that Jesus forgave me of all of my sins.
我有信心说耶稣赦免了我一切的罪。
And I've had faith to believe that I can walk with Jesus day by day.
我也相信我可以跟随主每日同行。
And from time to time, I've had special answers to prayer by faith believing in Jesus.
而且过去曾经有多次，当我的祷告得到回应的时候，我心里的信心得到了增加。
Oh, just a little faith as small as a grain of mustard seed.
那耶稣说你有若有信心像一粒芥菜种，很小很小的。
Oh, but that faith is possible to grow that faith and to increase that faith, and that's what the disciples are asking Jesus to help them to do.
就是你只要有那么小一点点的信心，耶稣就有能力把它加增，把它增强，变得越来越大。这也是门徒向主所求的。
Do you want to join together with the disciples this morning and say, Lord, increase our faith?
你愿意和门徒们一起这样求主说加增我们的信心吗？
If you do, just pray that prayer silently in your heart as we speak at this very moment.
如果你愿意的话，就在我讲到的时候，你就可以在心里默默的祷告。
What are you praying for?
你是在祷告什么呢？
What is the large tree or the large mountain in your way that is keeping you from believing God for greater things?
在你的生活中，什么是那座大山挡着你不能够坚定的相信主呢？
I don't believe that we should ever be satisfied with our level of faith. I believe that we should always be seeking to increase our faith.
我相信我们不应该满足于自己的这个信心的现状，而需要不断的追求能有更强的信心。
Sometimes folks get the idea that once they believe in Jesus, that all they have to do now is just relax and lay back in the recliner and let Jesus take care of everything.
但有的时候人们有这个错误的观念，觉得好像一旦信主了就不需要做什么，就可以坐在那儿等着耶稣来替他们做事情了。
Oh, but when we believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins, we're just walking through the door.
但是实际上当我们相信耶稣赦免我们罪的时候，才只是刚刚开始，刚刚入门。
That's just the door to the journey from earth to heaven.
这只是从地上到天堂的这个旅程的第一步。
And as we walk with Jesus day by day, we walk with him by faith.
而当我们每天在这个旅程上行走，跟耶稣同在的时候，我们是靠着信心跟他同行的。
We came through the door into eternal life by faith.
我们进入永生的门也是凭着信心进的。
And every step we take along the way is by faith.
然后我们之间在这个过程中走的每一步也是凭着信心来走的。
And any gifts we receive from God, we receive by faith.
而我们接受神的礼物也是凭着信心接受的。
All the wonderful grace of Jesus that gives us this opportunity.
而这个耶稣很慷慨地给了我们这样的机会。
It's not by how much money or how much property we own, but it's by faith.
他看我们并不是看我们有多少的财富，而是看我们有多少的信心。
And that puts us all on the same level.
也就是说，我们其实每个人的起点都是一样的。
The rich and the poor, they all come to the foot of the cross in the same way, and that's by faith.
不管是穷人和富人，到神的面前来，都在十字架的脚前。
The high and the mighty, and the low, and those that are not so well equipped, they all come the same way by faith.
不管是有权有势，还是无依无靠，不管是什么样的人到他的面前来，我们都是在同一个起跑线上。
If we go to that second slide, if we please. Now, we're talking about faith that leads to understanding, not understanding to faith.
那我们也看到这个信心能够带给我们认识，而不是说认识带到信给我们信心。
Oh, we want to know, we want to understand all the details before we believe by faith.
我们人很多时候是想把这个事情都了解得一清二楚了，然后我们才会有相信，才会有信心。
Oh, but there's so much that we need to believe God for, and then as God reveals Himself to us, we'll understand.
可是很多时候是这个信心是反过来的，是当我们先愿意相信神的时候，神才让我们看见更多，让我们了解更多。
As we believe and walk with Jesus in this life, He'll show us many things, and our understanding will increase after we walk, as we're walking with Him by faith.
当我们相信耶稣与他同行的时候，在这个过程中，神就耶稣就让我们看见更多的事情，然后更多的了解他。
Oh.You know, we take so many things that we don't understand, but we still use them, don't we?
你知道，我们其实生活中就是这么做的。有很多事情我们并不理解，并不真正了解，但是我们还是相信了，去做了。
You know, I don't know a whole lot about electricity, but I know enough to turn on the light.
我不是电工，我并不知道这个具体这个电线电流是怎么运作的，但是我知道，我一这个开关，我的灯就会亮。
And even though I've studied it a little bit, still the fact of it is I don't understand a lot about electricity, but I sure enjoy the benefits of it.
那虽然我也曾经学过，然后但是我虽然知道的不多，但是我仍然能够享受这个电所带来的方便和好处。
When I was born into this world, my parents took me to church, and the preacher prayed over me, and they dedicated me to the Lord.
我生下来没多久，我父母就带我去教会，然后这个牧师就按着我的那个为我祝福祷告，我父母就把我奉献给神。
I don't think there was more than one or two Sundays in the first 17 years of my life that I was not in church.
我在这个人生的头17年，可能大概只有一两次周日没有去教会。
But for some reason, the church didn't appeal to me. I didn't really like going to church. I went to church because I was taken to church.
我虽然去的那么经常，但我其实并不喜欢那里。我并没有觉得去那儿有什么特别好，都是因为跟着父母才去的。
Then one day, a little letter came in the mail. It said, "You have been chosen by your friends and neighbors to serve in the armed forces."
那有一天，我收到一封信说，这个我的邻居和朋友推荐我去参军。
No choice. Just show up here at a certain date, and you're going to be in the U.S. Army.
我没有什么选择。这个信上已经写规定我哪年哪月哪日去报道。
Well, when I went in the army, I met a good friend, and this good friend was a non-believer, and he didn't believe in God. He said, and he had all these questions he was asking.
那我在军队里有遇到一个人，我们成了好朋友。这个人他并不信主，然后所以他对这个信仰有各式各样的问题。
He had been to the university for a semester, and he had learned all of the questions to encourage himself not to believe in the existence of God.
那他在参军之前也上了在大学里学了一个学期，所以在大学里他遇到的人或者问的问题都更鼓励他说不要去相信神。
And because the things of the world appealed to me, I liked his questions. I thought, boy, that's great. Now I don't have to give an answer for my sins if there is no God.
那个时候我也被这个世界所吸引 然后他的这些观点更让我觉得说 哎呀太好了 如果没有神的话 我也再也不用担心我的自己的罪会带来什么样的后果
But my wife didn't stop praying for me
但是那个时候我的太太并没有停止为我祷告
My parents didn't stop praying for me
我的父母也一直在为我祷告
In fact many people continued to pray for me
实际上我周围有很多人一直在为我祷告
One night in 1968, January the 8th, I came to Christ and I struggled with this idea, Lord, I don't understand. I got all these questions, but I know I've got to take it by faith.
那在1968年1月的某一个晚上,我就那时候真的是自己到神的面前来相信他。那时候我跟神说,我虽然有很多问题我不知道,不知道怎么回答,但是我凭着信心我来相信你。
And as God helped me after a long struggle to realize that it is by faith, then day by day as I walked with Jesus, answers to these questions begin to be revealed to me.
神知道我那时候花了很长的时间挣扎,但是真的是凭着信心一点一点地走过来,而在这个过程中,那之前的那些问题,神就一个一个地给了我答案。
Oh, it's not that we understand and then we believe. It's that we believe and then we understand.
不是因为我们先理解再相信,而是我们先相信才理解。
Just a few weeks ago, my wife and I were in Taiwan, and on Saturday nights we had a Bible study.
那就在几个星期之前,我跟太太还在台湾的时候,有一个周六我们有一个查经班。
About 10 or 12 adults would come to my Bible study on Saturday night, and one lady in particular had a very interesting question.
那这个周六的查经班大概有10到12个成人在我们当中,那其中有一个女士,她有一个很有趣的问题。
She put her elbow on the table, and she put her chin in her hand, and she said, Pastor, Do I just have to believe? Is that what I have to do? Do I just have to believe?
他就这样着手托着下巴就问我说,这个牧师啊,我是不是就非得相信不可,就是只能这样呢?
She went on to say, the other missionaries have told me that I just have to believe.
那他说其他的这个宣教士都是这么跟我说,你就先信,你信了就好了。
She said, is that true?
是真的吗?
And she thought that I was going to agree with the other missionaries. I said, I have a little something more to say about that.
那她觉得我可能会跟其他宣教士一样给她同样的答案,但是我有更多的事情想跟她讲。
She acted surprised and said, what is it more that you have to say?
所以她也很吃惊说,你还有什么要说的呢?
Well, I could say to her that God didn't say that faith was standing on a tall building and jumping off into the air and expecting God to catch you without anything there. That's not faith.
那我就跟他讲说,这个信心并不是说神要求你跑到一个这个高楼上,然后就闭上眼睛就往下跳,然后相信神就会拿手托住你,那个并不是神所说的信心。And
I am glad that the faith that I'm talking about is not trying to lift yourself by your own shoelaces.
那我所跟你讲的这个信心不是说自己把自己拔高。
Do you understand that? You know, you can't, if you want to get off the ground, you can't bend over and pick yourself up by your own shoes.
所以这个原话的意思是说,你能把,就是拉着自己的鞋带把自己提高,这是不可能的。
You're going to have some help, or you're going to have to do it in a different way.
你得有其他的方法,或者借助其他的力量,你才有可能把自己提高。
And I think what this lady had been trying to do was just to pull faith out of thin air without really, really acting on her faith and trying to desire to have faith.
那我想这个女士她的问题就是说我们好像就是闭着眼就是愣让自己去相信好像没有任何根据没有任何来源的就好像刚才举的那个例子要提着这个自己的鞋带把自己升高就是完全是 自己在这个自己的系统里来这个来鼓励自己弄自己。
Here's what I believe that God expects us to do to increase our faith.
我相信神要我们增加信心是要这样做的。
I believe that God wants us to consider the evidence.
我相信神要我们审查我们现在手里所有的证据。
And just about that time, just within a day or two of that, I walked outside of our apartment, and there was a man sitting on a wall just outside of the apartment, and I began to talk to him.
那就在他问了这个问题之后一两天，我有一次从我们住的地方出来，就看见有一个男生坐在一个外面的一个矮墙上面。
And I said to him, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
然后我就开始跟他聊天，后来我就问他，你信耶稣吗？
He said, I've been to the church and I've heard the missionaries, but I cannot believe in Jesus.
他说我去过教会，也听这些传教士讲过，但是我没办法信耶稣。
He pointed to the cross up on top of the building where I was living, and he said to me, Jesus died on the cross and he was dead, and so it's impossible to come back to life. He says,I cannot believe in the resurrection.
他就指着我们那个我住的地方那个房顶上的那个十字架说，如果耶稣是死在十字架上的话，他不可能复活。我不相信死人能复活。
Oh, but I said, and I wanted to say more, but my language was limited. But I said, have you considered the evidence?
那我想跟他说更多，但是我的中文不那么流利，所以没办法。所以我就跟他说，你有没有看过去研究那些证据呢
？The women who went to the tomb on the morning after Jesus was buried said they didn't believe that he was going to be resurrected from the grave, and even after they saw him, they didn't believe.
那圣经里记载的那些妇女，首先到坟墓前的那些妇女，并不相信耶稣复活了，甚至看到他以后，仍然觉得有难以置信。
But Jesus revealed himself to them in such a way that they recognized that it was Jesus, and immediately they believed in the resurrection.
可是当耶稣把自己向他们显现的时候，当他们真的是遇见耶稣的时候，他们心里就信了，确实是复活。
Consider that beautiful picture of those two disciples walking along the Emmaus Road.
那你还记得圣经上记载的，在以马忤斯的路上有两个门徒遇到耶稣。
And Jesus walks, falls in beside of them and walks with them.
耶稣跟他们走了一路。
They didn't know it was Jesus.
那么长的时间，他们都没有认出来，那个就是耶稣。
Never one time did they consider that Jesus might have resurrected from the grave.
然后那个在那一段过程中，他们仍然不相信耶稣是从坟墓里复活的。
Oh, but then a little later, when Jesus departed from them, they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us when he was talking to us?"
但是后来，当耶稣离开的时候，他们终于意识到的时候，他们会回想起来说啊，那他跟我们讲话的时候，我们心里不是火热的吗？
All of a sudden, their hearts were open, their understanding was open, and they were so excited that they left and they walked during the night all the way back to Jerusalem.
所以那个时候，他们的心忽然开了，他们的眼睛忽然看见了，然后他们的那么兴奋，以至于当连夜又赶回到耶路撒冷去。
Consider this evidence.
所以你要看一看你周围的这些证据。
And go on through the post-resurrection appearances. Some Bible scholars say maybe 15 different appearances of Jesus after the resurrection.
那如果我们看耶稣复活之后，在这个圣经里出现，这个有些学者说统计了一下，大概有15次耶稣在这个复活之后出现在别人的面前。
If you can't find 15, I'm sure you can find 10 or 11 or 12 appearances of Jesus and consider this evidence and.I believe if you keep your hearts open and you want to believe that God will reveal himself to you.
你可能不能一下子找到十五，但是你至少可以找到十个、十一个这样子。如果你继续的来研究的话，如果你愿意相信的话，神会帮助你开你的心，让你能够相信。
Yes, faith leads to understanding, not understanding to faith.
所以信心会带给我们这个理解力，而不是我们都了解明白了才会有信心。
Oh, but yet at the same time,Instead of laying back in our reclining chair and taking it easy, we need to study and to consider the evidence, and our faith will take hold.
所以不是说我们躺在躺椅上等着这个信心像天上掉馅饼一样，而是我们要自己开始研读，开始学习。
My mind goes back to Abraham and the Old Testament.
那如果我们回到旧约，看看亚伯拉罕。
About 2,000 years before Jesus came.
那大概是在耶稣降生前两千年的事情。
God said to Abraham, "Where are you?"
那神对亚伯拉罕说，你在哪里？
Abraham said, "Here am I, Lord."
亚伯拉罕说，我在这里。
God said, "Now, I want you to take your son, your only son, Isaac, and I want you to take him to the mountain and offer him as a sacrifice.
神说你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
Do you think Abraham understood before he believed, or did he believe before he understood?
那你觉得亚伯拉罕是明白了以后才相信呢，还是他就先相信，然后慢慢才明白的？
I can't imagine what it would be like for a father to take his son expecting to offer him as a sacrifice.
我想象不出来，作为一个父亲，他就是带着怎么能够带着自己的儿子知道要把他献为燔祭是什么样的心情。
I remember what a panic it was one time when I couldn't find my daughter in a crowd.
我还记得有一次我带我女儿出门，然后在人群中忽然找不着她，我那个心里那个恐慌。
What God asked Abraham to do, Abraham had to have a strong faith to obey God.
所以当神对亚伯拉罕这样说的时候，亚伯拉罕能够听从，那需要很大的信心。
But Abraham, after he was on the mountain, and God sent forth a ram or a sheep to be offered as a sacrifice and freed his son, Abraham began to understand some more things about God.
所以当神最后当亚伯拉罕在这个山上，神为他提供了一个这个山羊，让他能够献祭，而不是他的儿子的时候，在这个时候，亚伯拉罕可能才开始慢慢的明白神的旨意。
Oh, and we need to get away from this ideal that just as we walk through the door, all we have to do is just lay back and be passive about our faith.
所以当我们信了以后，不要以为说我们就可以躺在那儿，就然后我们的信心就会加增，不是这样的。
Yeah, I'm on the third slide now. So,
第三章。
Yeah, faith is not passive, but rather seeks its object diligently.
那这个信心也不是一个被动的事情，而是一个主动寻求你这个信心的对象。
You remember the little woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years?
那你记不记得路加福音里有记载一个患血漏的妇人
？She had spent all of her living on the doctors of the day.
她花了很多钱在医生去看医生都没有治好。
I was talking about this down in Boca Raton a few Sundays ago, and Dr. Wu was translating for me.
那在几个星期之前，我在这个 Boca 那边也讲了这篇道。那个时候，吴教授在替我翻译。
And I said, I want you to understand that I love doctors.
那我就是跟这个我的听众说，我是很相信医生的。
Because they've saved my life on more than one occasion.
那我因为有不止一次医生把我的生命从这个死亡的边缘救回来。
But in this case, the physicians couldn't do anything for the lady.
但是我们这里边谈到的这个患了十二年血漏的女人，没有医生能够帮助她。
And the song I was listening to recently said that her money brought physicians, but only Jesus brought relief.
那我。最近有听到一首歌也讲到这个事情，就是说她的这个妇女手里的钱可以买到医生，但是只有耶稣才能给她带来解脱。
You know, and I like that scene, that picture. When I read these words, I see that picture in my mind of Jesus walking down the road, a crowd of people pressing in to get as close as they could to him.
那我们读这个时候可以想象一下当时的场景，耶稣去的时候，众人拥挤他，有一群人在他周围。
And the little lady coming behind, weak with all of her suffering for so many years.
然后这个患了十二年血漏，这个很痛苦的这个女人。
She began to push her way through the crowd and say, excuse me, let me pass. I've got to see Jesus.
那所以她就想要推开众人，想要靠近，说那个让让，我想要看到耶稣。
Tapping here, Mister, would you please move over a little so I can squeeze by? I've got to see Jesus.
他会说，先生，能不能请你靠边一点？我需要去看到耶稣。
All the time in her heart, just saying, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole.
那这个妇人心里想着，就是说我如果能够摸着他的衣裳穗子，我就可以好了。
Now, passive faith would stayed. She would have stayed in her bed or stayed in her home. But because she had a diligent seeking after Jesus with her faith, she pushed through the crowd till she touched his garment.
如果她的信心只是被动的话，她很可能就躺在家里不做什么了，等着这个奇迹发生。但是她有一个主动的愿望，她要去寻找她这个信心的对象。
Yeah. Passive. Faith is not passive, but faith seeks its object diligently.
所以信心不是一个被动的，而是要去主动寻找，寻找这个信心的对象的。
Sometimes God prods us along a little bit and helps us to seek Him diligently.
有的时候神会帮助我们，神会推我们一把，让我们主动的去寻找他。
Said, "Meaning you're not going to have any fear along the way as you're pressing toward Jesus."
那这并不意味着说你在这个过程中心里就没有恐惧了。
My mind goes back to when my wife and I received our daughter.
我又回想起来，当我的女儿刚刚降生的时候。
We've never kept it a secret. She's adopted. We got her when she was 54 hours old, just over 2 days old.
那我从来没有说这个掩盖这个事实，说我们这个我的女儿实际上是我们领养的。我们那就是得到她的时候，她才50多个小时，就是两天大而已。
One of the happiest days of our lives.
那是我这个一生中就是最幸福的时刻之一。
After being married 18 and a half years, God sent a baby girl to us.
我们那时候已经结婚十八年多了，那是我们第一次有自己的孩子。
Oh, but back up about 7 or 8 months, and let me tell you the rest of the story.
那我跟你讲一下这个故事的其他部分。
Some friends of ours came to our apartment, and they said, "Would you all be interested in adopting a baby that's going to be born?"
那大概在就是他出生七八个月之前，有我们有一个朋友来到我们住的地方，问我们说：“你们愿不愿意就是收养一个即将出生的婴儿呢？”
And so with the go-between and all of the back and forth and a few weeks, she had agreed. The birth mother had agreed to give us the child when it was born, and we were going to adopt the child and all of this. And but there were so many questions, so many things that could go wrong that.I, at least, was afraid to believe that it was really going to happen.
那所以我们这个朋友就在这个母亲和我们之间做这个中间人，帮助我们协调。然后这个母亲也愿意说让我们领养他的孩子。就是这些事情虽然都好像安排好，但是我知道就是说这个过程中很容易在很多环节都有可能出问题，所以我心里还是不敢相信说这个真的能够实现，这件事情真的能够发生。
While I wanted to believe it was going to happen, I still had the fear that maybe it wouldn't happen.
所以我心里虽然很盼望这个事情能够实现，但是又害怕说最后实现不了。
That brings us to a very important point that we should always pray that God's will be done.
所以这个时候让我想起来一个很重要，我们作为基督徒应该做的事情，就是我们总是要祷告说神的旨意成就。
Well, Barbara and I went away for a couple of weeks and... During that couple of weeks, some friends of ours had a small child and didn't need their baby beds and all of their nursery items anymore, so they were moving, so they got our key and put all of that in our apartment.
那我跟我太太那时候正好出门几个星期，然后有另外一对朋友他们要搬走，所以他们有个小孩子，那他们这些小孩子的用的东西没有带走，就都送给我们了，就是床啊什么的都搬到我们的。
And I came home, and I saw all of that nursery, and I thought, what if this don't happen? I'm going to be so disappointed and so embarrassed.
所以当我们回来以后，看到家里这些婴儿床啊，这些摇椅啊什么的，我心里又激动又害怕，说如果最后没有领养成这个孩子，这该是一个多大的失望，多大的这个难过。
But my wife set all of that nursery items up in a room and.She set them all up, and it was so nice to go through that room and see the baby bed and see all of the quilts and everything that was there associated with a new baby coming.
但是我太太就把这个婴儿室布置得很好，然后每次看见这个房间的时候，都让你觉得心里很有憧憬。
But I didn't stay there long because there was no baby.
但是那个房间只是看一下而已，因为孩子还没有来。
Oh, but a few months went by, and all of the pieces fell into place, and we got in our car and we drove, and someone handed us this 2-day-old baby girl, and we said we don't have to give her back; she's ours.
那又过了几个月，然后当每一件事情都准备好了，然后有一天我跟太太就开车去医院，然后就有人把这个两天大的这个孩子抱出来，交给我们说他就是你们的了，你不用再把他送回去。
We had been praying for that God would give us children for quite a while.
那我们一直以来都有祷告，求神给我们一个孩子。
Finally, there was a woman in Nassau, Bahamas that came to my wife and had special prayer with my wife concerning this matter.
那后来有一次有一个从这个那个巴哈马有过来一个人然后跟我的太太一起祷告就为这件事情祷告。
Just a few days before we received Deborah, we realized that we had another child coming in the natural way.
那 就在我们这个领养了这个婴儿之后没几天然后我们就发现我太太怀孕了。
Oh, but faith is not passive. Faith seeks its object diligently.
所以这个信心不是一个被动的而是一个主动的去这个积极的去寻找这个所信的对象的。
Well, if God wants me to have it, He'll just give it to me, some people say.
有些人说神要给我的话那他就会给我不用做特别做什么。
All right, slide number four, please. Yeah. So faith acts upon the promptings of the Lord.
那所以当神在你的心里有一个感动的时候你就要去行动。
You remember the blind man who came to Jesus?
那还记得那个就是去寻求耶稣的那个眼瞎的盲人吗那个瞎眼的人。
Jesus did something that maybe we wouldn't do, but he spit on the ground and he made a little mud out of his spittle.
那这个耶稣做的事情我们恐怕不会去做很奇怪他那个吐了一些口水在地上然后把它和成泥涂在这个瞎眼的人的眼睛上。
And he told the young man to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
然后就跟这个人说你去希罗亚池子里去洗。
The man believed and his faith was prompted by his obedience, he went to the pool, he washed the clay off of his eyes, and he was able to see.
然后这个瞎子就去洗了，然后洗完了以后就能够看见了。他就是神让他做的事情，他去做了。
What is the Lord prompting you to do today?
那主耶稣今天要你做什么了呢？
The items you've been praying about, the things that you're so concerned about, how is God prompting you to obey him in this matter.
那些你一直在祷告的事情，那些你非常想成就的事情，神让你要做什么了吗？
Many years ago, my wife and I are missionaries, and we traveled when we were home. We traveled from church to church and asking people to pray for us. And on one occasion, we landed in a church way up in northern Michigan.
那我有一段时间我跟太太一直在各个地方这个传教然后有一次后来到了一个密西根州的北方。
There was a family that had a very large home and they had a special apartment built for people like us, missionaries that came or someone who needed a place to stay on a short-term basis.
那在那里有一家就是比较有钱的人家他们自己有一个房子然后他们又建了一处地方专门就是招待这些路过的宣教士和有需要的人。
And we would go out to the dining room to eat breakfast and we could see out the large windows that he had and we could see one of the beautiful lakes, I think it was Lake Michigan we were looking at.
那我这个房子挨着他自己所住的这个地方，所以我们住在那儿的时候，能看到这个他的房子的窗户，也能看到旁边的这个密西根湖。
Such a beautiful scenery.
是一个非常漂亮的一个地方。
And he told me this story.
然后他就会给我讲他的故事。
He said, "When I built this house, as you look out this window, all you would see was a small mountain."
那他说我那个。我当时盖这个房子的时候从窗户看出去的地方是一个小山。
But he says, I asked the Lord, Lord, if it would please you to help me move this mountain.
然后他那时候他说我就祷告说神呐你能帮我把这个小山挪走吗
That's the only thing that's keeping me from looking out to this beautiful scenery and seeing the lake.
那他就说神你愿意就帮我把这个山挪走因为这个山挡住我看不到这个很美的湖。
So finally one day he said he called in the big tractors and trucks to move the mountain.
所以他说后来有一天他就这个调了这些人来把这用推土机啊然后这些大卡车把这个山挪走小山挪走。
He said he really didn't have the funds to pay for all of that at the time, but he really wanted to move the mountain.
他说那个时候其实并没有那么多足够的钱来做这个工程但是他真的是很想把这山挪走。
Wouldn't you know when they began to dig in the mountain,They found special rocks in the mountains that people paid him for by the truckloads, and when the mountain was gone, He even had some money left over for himself.
但是在他们挪这个铲这个山的石头的时候，后来发现这个山里面有一些就是很特殊的石头，有人愿意花钱买的，所以最后他这个变成说他把这些石头卖掉，那这个不仅能付就是这个工程的费用，然后还有剩余。
When God prompts us to move and to act in obedience with faith that we're desiring to increase.God has wonderful gifts for us.
所以当神鼓励我们的心，让我们去做一些事情，让帮助我们增强信心的时候，神其实有他奇妙的礼物在那里预备着。
My wife prayed for her father for many, many years, but it was just a few weeks before he died that he gave his heart to Jesus.
我太太为他父亲祷告了很多很多年，那他的父亲只是在他临去世前几个星期才信主的。
The promptings of the Lord to pray for him.
但是神一直在就是激动我太太的心，让她为她的父亲祷告。
And as she stood beside his bed and said, "Daddy, would you not really like to pray and give your heart to Jesus?"
所以当后来有一天，她站在她这个父亲的床前说：“爸爸，你真的不愿意祷告，把你的生命交给耶稣吗？”
And he said yes, and he prayed and he believed in Jesus.
那一次他说好的，所以在那一次祷告的时候，他把自己交给了耶稣。
Yes, faith acts upon the promptings of the Lord.
所以信心是要对神的这个呼召有所回应的。
And slide number 6, I believe. So, faith is willing to go forward into the unknown if God is genuinely perceived to be leading.
那如果当我们知道是神在带领的话，我们就应该这个信心会让我们愿意去有所行动。
Go back to Abraham again.
那我们再回到亚伯拉罕的故事。
His name was still Abram at that time.
在创世纪第十二章，那个时候他的名字还只是亚伯兰。
God told him to pack up all of his family and get out of the country.
那耶稣对神对亚伯兰说，你要这个离开本地本族父家。
I can imagine Abraham, or at least I would have said, but Lord, where are you going to send me?
那我猜他会想，至少我是会这么问，我要去哪儿啊？
But God said, I will show you.
但是神说的是往我所要指示你的地区。
When you get there, you'll know you're in the right place.
我会带领你，你到了那里就知道了。
Long before I was born, a few years before I was born, there was a preacher in Indiana that was praying one day.
那在我出生前几年，在印第安纳州曾经有一个牧师祷告。
And in his prayer, God showed him a vision.
当他在祷告的时候，神给了他一个意象。
He showed him in his vision a picture of a valley somewhere, and in that valley had lots of people, and God said, I want you to go there and start a church.
那他在这个意象里看到一个，就是有一个地方有一个山谷，然后住在这个山谷里有很多很多的人，然后那这个时候神就跟他说，我想让你到那里去建一个教堂。
So he got in his old car and he drove to Kentucky and he went to a place, he said, this is not the place I saw.
那他就开着他的车一路，这个牧师就开着车一路走到这个肯塔基有一个地方。那他看了看，说这好像不是我这个看到的那个地方。
He went to the second place and he looked and he said, "No, this is not the place God showed me."
去了第二个地方再看也不是。
He went to the third place.
第三个地方。
And he saw exactly the picture that God had shown him in his prayer.
那个地方就是他在梦中所见到的那个，不是梦中，在这个意象当中所看到的那个景象。
He moved his family to that area.
他就把他的全家就都搬到那里，然后住在那儿了。
There was a little schoolhouse, and he started having church in that little schoolhouse.
那个里面有一个很小的一个学校，所以他就在这个学校里开始了他的教会。
And God began to move in such a mighty way up and down that valley that wonderful, wonderful things happened.
那就在这个山谷中，神做了很奇妙的事情。
Many, many people came to Christ.
很多人因为他在那里的教会就信主了。
And I, my wife and I had the privilege of pastoring that church for 2.5 years, some many years later.
那很多在之后的多少很多年之后，那我跟我的太太也有幸在那里当牧师，有2年半的时间。
Willing to go forth into the unknown if you sense that God is directing and prompting.
所以当你知道说这是神感动你要做的事情时候，你有这个愿意去做，去行动。
all those missionaries that have gone forth as God has prompted them to go and won many souls for Jesus.
所有的这些宣教士都是因为神的感动而去做神要他们做的事情, 为神赢得灵魂。
And slide number 7 says, faith involves a long-haul obedience to God.
那信心也代表着我们要长时间，是一个很长一段时间要对神的这个顺服。
Long-haul obedience.
这个是一个长时间的，长期的。
We talk about sometimes in the long run.
我们有的时候会讲说这个往后看期望。
Not just for the immediate or just for the moment, but in the long run.
不是说只是眼前的立刻可见的，而是在长期的往远处着想的。
The Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight.
保罗说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished my course.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
所信的道我已经守住了。
Oh, faith involves long haul. The Apostle Paul, down at the last, not many days yet to go, when he said, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept my faith.
所以这个信心代表的是一个长期的一个持续不断的这个行为，就像保罗所说的那样，美好的。当保罗说这个话的时候，他已经就是离他去世的时间不远了。但他那个时候说，我美好的仗已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
So I stand before you this morning. I hope I have a few years yet to live.
我今天早上站在这里，我当然是希望我后以后还有一些日子可以过。But
realizing that more days have gone past already than remain before me.
但是我也知道，我所过的日子已经超过了我将要能够过的日子。I
want to join in with the Apostle Paul and be able to say, I have fought a good fight.
我希望有一天我也能够像这个使徒保罗这样说，美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished my course.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
所信的道我已经守住了。Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, this morning we thank you, Lord, for this congregation.
天父，今天早上我们为我们的会众感谢您。
Thank you, Lord, for the message of your word.
感谢你的话语带给我们的信息。
Thank you, Lord, that you will help us to increase our faith.
我们感谢你，你会为我们加增我们的信心。
Lord, as we get to know you better, we'll believe in you in a greater way.
主啊，当我们越来越认识你，我们就会越来越信靠你。
Help us to know you, Lord.
帮助我们能够认识你。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Break your heart. Yeah. 但是呢，这里面的内容是这样子的哈，有点小哈。我这里也小，那边也小，我已经放大两次了哈。好。 那我把第一节的歌词，我们有办法把它放大一点吗？没有办法了哈，因为它是中英文的哈。好，让世界的需要破碎你的心，恶者愿得饱足，伤者得安慰，送上你的干粮，施出一杯水。 服侍人如耶稣，他要 使用你。这是这首歌的里面的很主要的意思。为什么要破碎我们的心？不是我们的心要把它弄坏掉，而是呢，让我们的心能够拓开。或许我们翻成说，冲击我的心，感动我的心，让我愿意，不是只有为我自己活，只有看到自己，也看到别人的需要。圣经有一句很短的四个字的词，叫做施比受，五个字哈，施比受更有福，施比受更有福。意思是说，如果你什么都有了，你有很多了，那还不叫有福，能够给才是有福。如果你没有体验过的话，你试试看，施比受更有福。但是你要施以前，你要看到那个需要，看到我给的价值。这首歌的意思就是这样子哈。好，那我 It's so small, so we just sing the first verse, okay? 好，我们请菲菲帮我们弹一次，从头，因为这首歌我们陌生的哈。哎，前面比较清楚哈。好，你帮我们全部弹一次好吗？哈。OK。恶者愿得饱足，伤者得安慰。送上你的干粮，施出一杯水，服侍人如耶稣，他要使用你。耶稣说过，我来是为了服侍的，不是受的服侍。我们试试看，来，让世界的需要破碎你的心，恶者愿得饱足，伤者得安慰，送出你的是人主耶稣，他要使用你。被用是有价值的，不但有价值，而且我们得着我们给出去的那种喜乐。我们说助人为快乐之本。我们把第一节再一次好吗？第一节再一次，好，来，让世界的需要破碎你心，恶者愿得饱足，伤者得安慰，送出你的干粮，给出一杯水，服侍人如耶稣。我们跳到第四节好吗？哎，跳到第五节，我们来看最后一节。好，看到最后一节，愿你意向清晰，你的心仁慈，长存主的爱心，告各处服侍，让弟兄的哀痛使你心破碎，让这心可以同理，可以同情，奉献财力。物资施予，那个予应该施予，给予的予，施予不收回，这是一个希望，但希望也是我们自己愿意这样子，愿意成我们的希望。我们试试看这一节，来，
愿你意向清晰，你的心仁慈，长存住你到各处服侍，让弟兄的哀痛使你心破碎。 现才的无知，是一不收回。
愿神帮助我们，让我们的人生是施比受更有福的人生。好，谢谢。